Yeah, very disappointing is an understatement. I think there was probably a 20-minute period in the second half where I thought that we would go on to win the game. You know, obviously either side of the goal, we got ourselves back in the game, we looked dangerous, scored the equaliser and then had a good 10 or 15 minutes of momentum. I think he made a terrific save at that stage, wasn't it?
If Charlie Clough's effort goes 1-1. In, then that's a very different game.
Possibly. But I think in the cold light of day, you probably got to give them a good deal of credit. They've come here, they've probably played to their max, and you have to say over the whole game, they probably deserve to go away with a win.
Is this an example, a great example, of no matter what level you're at, if you're used to winning football matches and if confidence is very high, you can go to a side two divisions up and give them a really torrid time because you're just in that frame of mind?
I think there's an element of that. Football is often a confidence game. It's no secret that, you know, we're not playing confidently well over a whole 90 minutes. They're obviously haven't been beaten all season, so what you're saying is right. They're going to come here in a confident frame of mind. I'm not quite sure they would have expected to come away with a 3-1 win, but you're right. You know, they came here in a confident mood, and they probably caught us at the right time.
Your efforts are going to be directed mainly towards the league, of course, but Sutton has a great relationship with the FA Cup. I imagine there's a bit of disappointment there because you'd have been 90 minutes away from round one and the coffers could have been boosted as well. The manager's saying they don't budget for the FA Cup, so this would have been extra funding.
No, certainly. I mean, the manager will be extremely disappointed as well because, you know, make no mistake about it, although the league is our priority this season, you know, he puts a great deal of emphasis, and there was, you know, a suitable team talk reminding everyone and the lead up during the week that this was an extremely important game. What's sort of disappointing is that we think we prepared well for it. We trained well. We prepared well. We pretty much knew everything about them. We went to watch them a couple of times, knew exactly what to expect. We emphasised that it was about our game today, and unfortunately we didn't carry that across the line for a long enough period in the game, I think is a probably fair reflection on it. For 90 minutes, if we'd have been at our game or anywhere near our game, I think we probably would have won the game, but we weren't. We were below our game for periods, and as I say, they were at their max, and as you rightly say, you know, that this is a shock. You know, they will consider it a great scalp, and we're on the floor, sort of. But sometimes you just have to dust yourself down and get back on with it, which is what we'll hopefully do.
And Sutton United, of course, are famous for the odd FA Cup shock. It must be peculiar for the fans and for the coaching staff to be on the other end of that.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I reiterate, it's as disappointing as any league defeat. In fact, to, you know, a degree, more so, because, you know, you get the added bonus of the money coming in and it just gives you a bit of a platform for your league form. And unfortunately, we haven't shown that today, so we've got to front up, as I am, and, you know, say well done to them and, you know, address the things in our camp that we need to do better.
And I suppose as well, the focus on the league form is obviously going to be greater now. The FA Cup distraction, if you like, is gone, and you can focus full time on that.
Yeah, but probably right at this moment in time, that doesn't hold very much with me at the moment. I think probably in the cold light of day, we might feel a touch better about it. But at the moment, you know, wish we could rewind to 3 o'clock.